You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You. Woohoo!
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob. And this is episode number 382. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We really appreciate it every day.
This is an episode you're not going to want to miss. Why? Because it's going to tell you the preparations you need to make. You need to be thinking about if you are planning on getting the 107. Again, I've said this time and time again, everyone is focused on the wrong thing. They are focused on studying for 107, they're focused on getting 107, but there are so many things beyond that that you have to do. This is one of them.
Yep.
So let's move right into the question, Rob.
Let's do it.
Hey, Paul and Rob, it's Brian out here in San Diego. I have a question with the 107 that's coming out here in 2 months. With reading through some of it, and it shows that you don't need to notify if you're flying in a Class G airspace, which is very limited out here in San Diego County. Every time you turn around, there's a small airport or a helipad, plus having the Class B of San Diego International and several, I'm going to assume, are Class A military bases near, which are definitely, you know, probably on the geofence through the DJI app. Is it possible to file a COA for the other smaller airports that are around? In San Diego County, there's probably like 5 or 6 smaller little airports. One for sure is close to me, within 2 miles. Is there a way to get like a COA or something to blanket cover all this? Or do we have to call the air traffic control every time we fly or plan to fly in any of these areas within a certain range of these airports? It seems with the 333 exemption, they didn't have to do that. You just kind of call and notify, which would be nice or nicer to do. Or even if we could file something online, it would be easier to deal with. What are your thoughts? And you know, maybe if you guys heard something coming down the pipeline with the FAA, because I'm sure it's going to be a problem in many, many counties that have multiple smaller airports like San Diego or LA or just in general. Thanks for all you guys do, and take care.
All right. That's a good question.
I think it is a great question because everyone's like, woo, we can fly. Well, it's only in Class G, and many, many cities in the United States have airports right smack in the middle of them.
And then, like you said, a lot of smaller airports around it as well.
True. I'm pretty sure that your airspace restrictions only qualify for towered airports.
Okay.
I'll check with John on that. But my point here is, we all live around airports. We mm-hmm. all live around helipads. We all live around many of these things. What can you do now to set your business up to have the competitive advantage against other people? Because all the guys, mm-hmm. all those 333 guys, they've been flying movies. They've been doing all this stuff, flying in airspace. They are going to have to get new COAs as well. So what you need to do, what you need to do right now is figure out where are the majority of your flights taking place. What airports are around you right now? What airports or airspaces could inhibit you from flight? You need to write all those airports down, write every possible area where you're going to be wanting to fly, make a list, and then we don't have the COA process just yet. I'm thinking that they're coming out with an online COA system.
I would sure think so.
I would hope so as well. Otherwise, John Rupert is going to be really busy.
So he's hoping not.
Yeah, he's hoping not. We're hoping so. that'll probably make the FAA happy. There's people on both sides of the fence on that one. But if you have a list of all the COAs that you need to make available to you, you've already started off on the right foot.
But to clarify, until you've actually got that 107 in hand, you couldn't actually file for the COAs.
Correct.
Right.
Now, if I'm doing this, if I am getting my 107 license, which I am, how would I do it? Day one, take the test, murder the test.
Okay.
Murder it.
Because you're prepared. You've been working at it.
Yes, that's right. And you just destroy it.
Right.
So that's step one. Step two, go meet the air traffic controller at the closest airport. So for me, that's going to be ABQ.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go meet Bob at the Santa Fe airport. And then I'm going to tell them about how I want to create a good relationship with them. I'm going to be applying for a COA for their airspace, and I want to have a good open line of communication with them.
Mm-hmm. And most of them are just good guys. That would
some of them.
I'm going to say most. Let's go with most, Paul.
Bob guy, he's cool, yeah. But he can also be the tough mutter old man. So
who can't? Sometimes you got to be the tough mutter old man.
You are definitely not that guy.
There are exceptions to every rule, Paul.
This is true. I don't want to find out if you can be the old tough mutter old guy, because I really like the Rob that is here. Anyway, then I'm going to be filing my COAs the next day. Cool. So it's going to be test, meeting, coffee, maybe beers, and then COAs.
Coffee, then beers, then Bloody Marys,
then donuts. Beers, then donuts.
So
then tacos.
Is there a limit to the number of COAs that one person can file?
I believe there is not a limit.
Okay. I mean, I've never read about a limit, but I've not read everything either. So
maybe what we should do is make an Excel sheet with every airport in the Western United States.
Oh, my word.
And then just systematically make a bot that goes into the online system and files our name, the airport, all the information.
So now that you said that, they're going to have that little button on there that says, I am not a bot.
Yeah.
We have to click every one of those.
Well, let's just outsource it to someone maybe in India.
Mahesh,
yes.
Yeah, our buddy Mahesh.
No, I wouldn't want to give that work to him. He does such good work.
Oh, no, he's awesome, but he just loves to help and
yeah,
do
but
stuff.
That's
anyways,
such a menial task.
Squirrel.
You know, anyway.
So we don't think there's a limit on the number of COAs that one person can have, because you could see it. And again, you don't want to go filing COAs where you're not going to be using them, right? I mean, that's kind of a waste of time, obviously.
I totally disagree.
Okay. Wow. So you would file for a COA in Poughkeepsie, New York? Even though you're probably never going to go up
probably
there.
Buffalo.
Okay.
Kidding. No.
Fair enough.
For me, I'm going to be focusing on the Western U.S. because I don't get many job requests from the Eastern U.S. There's a lot of good guys out there. But when it comes to the Western and Midwest, I get calls every day. So
what you're saying is I get a call. It would be really cool to already have a COA. And I can just go do the job and not worry about it. How long do COAs last? How long are they good for?
That's a good question.
Are we going to have to be... How much does it cost to get a COA?
Well, see...
Hook me up, Paul. You're supposed to know all these things.
I didn't research that before I got on the show.
Spot. You're on it.
All right. I think COAs last for a period... I don't know. I'm not answering it. I don't know.
Guarantee
I don't know.
People on YouTube are going to tell us.
Oh, yeah. They're going to tell
us
for sure. So, you know, if you do so in a nice way, we actually do appreciate it.
Yes, please.
We appreciate your help. That's the whole idea of community. It's not like society where people negate each other all the time. It's actually positivity. So we learn from each other all the time.
Because we admit we don't know everything and we don't have time to necessarily research everything.
We're not like your traditional media. We're not trying to be perfect because we know we aren't. So there you go.
So we know nothing about COAs. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm going to beat my head against the wall right now. I'm sure John Rupert is beating his head against the wall right now. I've known a guy who's had a COA for his helicopter for 15 years.
Same one.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, like,
but we don't know
did
if there's
just...
been some renewal process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
all right,
that's
we're
going to
find
like,
that out.
Oh,
though.
I just don't know. The whole point
I'm
here,
write
though.
That down.
The whole point here, though, before we get so far off track, is the fact that you need to be preparing for your business to fly in multiple areas, because the right. competitive advantage is this. If I go to airstock.com and they say, hey, I need you to fly near Lake Powell, and it's within the airspace of Page Airport, and I don't have a COA, I can't take the job.
Right.
But if I have a COA, I can say, not only can I take your job, but I already have the clearance to fly in that area. Unlike other people who would have to apply for it, it would take 60 days, and then they would get the COA. I said, I am ready to go now. So I will probably be applying to have a COA for every airport within 500 miles.
Really?
Yep.
Who's going to do that?
I don't know. I'll hire someone from Upwork.
All right.
You guys want some work? $10 an hour. You can do my COAs.
Okay.
I mean, but like literally business mentality is something we talk about in the book.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So delegating it out is part of the business mentality. But anyway,
sure.
That should do it for us today. I don't think there's too much else to talk about when it comes to COAs. The fact of the matter is that you are going to need permission from air traffic control. It will no longer be a notification. You are also going to have a COA to fly in those airspaces over a period of time. So if you want to consistently fly in them, you do need the COA. I probably should have prefaced all this information before we started the podcast, but now you are still getting it.
Absolutely.
That being said, come up with a list of airports that you think you would be flying near. That way, you know, you have clearance to fly in those airspaces. So,
absolutely. So, Brian, thank you for the good question. We really do appreciate it. And if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Send them in. Like we like to say, if you're thinking the question, a lot of other people are as well, and they'll learn from you asking. So please do.
Yes, please do. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.